talking with Pierre Margerin. Where are you coming from?
Okay, the band started, the band was born at the north of France, a city called Amiens. Amiens is like 100 miles at the north of Paris. And the name of the band came about this town because the river who passed in this town is called Samara, La Somme, Samara, in the old time ago. And that's the roots of the band and the roots of the name of the band. Is it all right?
Yes. And yeah. I was told that the name of the band also means dancing with friends wildly.
Ah, yes, yes. Samara is the one part of the name, and Bal, it's like a ballroom, party room when you dance and you have a party, and Oof is like crazy. So that's the meaning of the name.
I know that you're in the middle of a tour. How much of North America are you seeing on this tour?
Oh, yes. So we're here for a 6 weeks tour. We're not on the beginning, but we are in the United States about 3 weeks, and we have 4 weeks more to close the tour. So we really enjoy to be here in USA because the audience give back to the band a really, really good applause and help, and it happens a really special stuff between the audience in USA and the band. So it was a long tour, but all the band, all the crew, we are really happy to touring here in USA. We started the tour at Pocatello, Idaho, and after Twin Falls, Idaho, after Mountain Home, I think Idaho too, after Bozeman, Montana, we started in Idaho, after in Montana, Bozeman, Billings, Helena, and here we are to Whitefish. And after Whitefish, we go for 1 week in Alaska. Ketchikan, Juneau, Ents, Seldovia, and Homer, Anchorage. That's the tour in Alaska. And after we come back in Seattle, in California, and more and more and more. I can say you all the stuff if you want, but it was longer before because we played 24 shows on the 6 weeks.
Wow.
Yes.
And have you been to anywhere north? Have you ever been to Sweden or Finland or Alaska or any place cold before?
Oh, you're thinking how about the tour? I think we're really happy to go in Alaska because all the people we meet in USA at the place I say you before check the tour, and all the people say, oh, you really enjoy to be in Alaska, because in Alaska it was like a special stuff, special meaning, special people. So all the people say, oh, in Alaska you enjoy yourself, sure. So we're really happy to come in Alaska, but we're just a little afraid about the cold.
Well, we had about 2 feet of snow fall yesterday.
And is it really cold?
No, it has.
Right night, so it's okay.
It has been minus 20 centigrade, but now it's up about zero.
Okay, so it was all right, but I'm sure we don't have to play outside, so no problem.
No, we've got you inside.
Oh yes, thank you so much.
Now, can we talk about the band, the instruments?
Yes, sure.
What do you play?
I play the rhythm guitar, and Luc Ambry plays the upright bass, and François Petit, the composer of the band, plays the lead guitar. It always brings back on a rehearsal a new song, a new melody, and he had the right idea about how the music comes, and just after we work all three on rehearsal. And day after day, the songs come, but he's the composer of the band.
And do you do anyone else's music?
Oh, yeah. For the, how to say that? At this moment, the band is really a little bit busy because we're touring, like you know, we're touring in USA, we're touring in France and a little bit in Europa too. We started to make the fourth album, so we had a lot of work. So right now we don't have so much time to work on a side project. But sometimes it happens, like when we are on holiday or stuff like that, we can work on a side project. And all the person of the band, François, Luc, and myself, we are a team on stage, but we are, I think that's the way the band is sounds originally, because we all three different. So we like all the same music, but we like two other music. So, and before the band, we play in so many bands to come after at the, to check the guy to this band. You understand? It's like an amazing story to meet the right people at the right place at the right moment.
And do you perform all original music?
Yes, yes. We don't do a cover.
I'm wondering if you have any descriptions of musical education?
Yes, okay. I know that François, the lead guitar and the composer, played guitar like about 25 years ago, maybe more. But at one time, for this guy, he want to listen about a jazz school of guitar. But it doesn't work because maybe he don't find the real good teacher for this guy at this time. So after he wanted to let the music down and do other things. But at the same time, he come at the north of France and meet an accordionist, a gypsy accordionist called Arno van Lancker. He play on the live CD for the band. And I think the friendships between the gypsy man Arno van Lancker and François give to François now the, how to say that, the love, he love music again, okay? And after he come back in Amiens to do the horn group, horn business, and then he meet me and Luc. For François, it's that stuff. And Luc and me, at the upright bass and the rhythm guitar, we came more from the, you know, from the garage band, rock and roll band, and stuff like that. But we all played about 20 years ago and more, and different at different instruments. For me, it was always a rhythm, bass, drums, and rhythm guitar. And for Luke, it was bass and after upright bass.
I'm looking at your schedule over the past few years. It looks like you travel some, and then in between your travels, is that when you record for your next album of music?
When you are on travel, it's easy. You can rehearse a little bit, but you have to keep the energy for the stage. So it's right now, to say the truth, right now, I don't know exactly when we go to studio for the next album. We have to do a lot of rehearsal. We're recording the tune, but on the demo. But I don't know exactly when we can go in a studio to make the first album. But for the album of the early days, we don't touring so much like right now. So we have time to get in a studio to do the first, the second, and the third album was the live studio. So we take the live album in Amiens, in north of France, in the big theater and big audience.
When you are in Ketchikan, Juneau, or Haines, will you be recording for your demo tapes?
I don't think we have time to do that, unfortunately, because maybe for the next tour, we really like to recording when we like recording when you're so far away from your home, because it's a different meaning. You know, you can just be concentrate. Yes, it's right, concentration.
Yes.
About how to play, and because you're so far away from home, so you don't have to mean about the kids or about the, you know, the school or the wife or how what can I put in the fridge, sorry, or stuff like that. You understand, when you're so far away, you can only thinking of the music. Sure, you think about your family because you catch the family on the phone in the morning, but we don't have a do the, you know, like the father work. You understand?
Yes. Okay, I see three CDs. What does La Vache Folle mean in English?
La Vache Folle, it's, you know, it's like a joke, because in French, la vache is a cow. La valse is a dance, French dance, okay? So it's a joke, like you take two words, you make only one. Valse is a dance, and la vache is the cow. So you take one piece of one word and one piece at the other. You do only one, okay?
And the faux?
Faux, it's like crazy. It's like crazy. It's like fou. It's like the end of the name of the band. It's like fou, but for a female style. For a male, we say fou. For a female, we say faux. But it's a joke between the crazy cow and the crazy cow dance.
And profiter?
Profitez-en. It was amazing because where we are stage, all the audience sing profitez-en, profitez-en. He sing in French. So it means enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself about the show, but it's more like that. Enjoy yourself about your life. Try to enjoy yourself because maybe life can be short, and profitez-en. It's really enjoy yourself and have a good time.
Well, thank you, Pierre.
Yes, it's all right. Thanks a lot, John.